Texans are remembering those who died during the September 11th terrorist attacks 6 years ago today. 9/11 Flight Crew Memorial Foundation Vice President Shirley Cohen says a candlelight vigil tonight in North Texas will honor flight crews, police, firemen, and Port Authority who lost their lives on 9/11.
We're also honoring the professions and that they continue to care for the citizens of this country to this day.
Cohen says no one has forgotten the events of that day or the people who helped America through its darkest hour. Cohen believes that by joining together and remembering the lives lost and honoring those in uniform can help America continue healing. Amber Brown, Dallas. Thousands of fatigue-clad soldiers and civilians honored the Fort Hood shooting victims during a solemn memorial service on Tuesday afternoon in Texas. The crowd faced a stage fronted by somber mementos of the dead. Each fallen victim was represented by a pair of boots, a military rifle, a helmet, and a photo. President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama met with the wounded and the families of those who were killed. Obama called the shooting incomprehensible. He later told the crowd that the lives of the fallen victims, quote, speak to the strength, the dignity, and the decency of those who serve, and that is how they will be remembered.
We come together filled with sorrow for the 13 Americans that we have lost, with gratitude for the lives that they led, and with a determination to honor them through the work we carry on.
Obama says it may be hard to comprehend the, quote, twisted logic that led to the tragedy. The president says no faith justifies the murderous acts committed at the Army Post last week.
No just and loving God looks upon them with favor. For what he has done, we know that the killer will be met with justice in this world and the next.
Suspected gunman Army Major Nadal Hassan was shot and wounded by a police officer at the post. He is accused of fatally shooting 13 people, including a pregnant Army private, and wounding dozens more. He remains hospitalized and is recovering from his wounds. I'm Amber Brown. Over 90% of Americans want to create a healthier lifestyle in 2007, and that includes physical, emotional, and financial wellness. Wellness lifestyle expert Tara Wellington says one of the top 2007 wellness trends is the availability of health and wellness information on the internet, including about.com. The website's New Year's resolution survey found that 80% of people want to be happier in the new year.
Starting this week, the site will have a special call-out box on its homepage with helpful content on how to be happier in all parts of your life, for example, like your family, personal relationships, jobs, and many.
She has a few physical health wellness tips for the new year and where to find more information.
Avoid this January's crash diets. Focus on eating a balanced diet and take a multivitamin supplement each day. And there are a couple of web resources for you. The first one is naturemade.com. And the other site is mypyramid.gov.
Wellington says one way to be happy in 2007 is to make sure you and your family are on the right financial track. For emotional wellness in the new year, Wellington says take about 15 minutes each day to sit down and think without any outside distractions. Amber Brown, Dallas. Dallas County Health and Human Services is urging Texans to prepare for 2008. Spokesperson Jacqueline Bell says people need to have a plan to survive for at least 3 days if an emergency happens.
Do you have a telephone that is a corded telephone, not a cordless phone? Do you have a regular, ordinary, non-electric can opener so that you can actually open your canned goods that you may have stored up? Do you have medication and medicine on hand?
She also urges residents to have a go kit that can be taken with you and includes important documents, medications, and family photos that cannot be replaced. Amber Brown, Dallas.